Hello, everyone. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast, where every week, Jeff Glover will dive deep into the questions that you are asking. He understands the challenges you're facing on a day-to-day basis because he still works every day on the front lines of real estate, with him and his team closing over 1,000 homes per year. Today, Jeff will continue the secrets of a listing-based business. We'll learn from him the time economics of a listing-based business, where Jeff will break down the time spent on buyers versus sellers. Now, let's hear from Jeff Glover.
This is what I call the time economics of listing versus working with buyers. I want you to draw a line right down the center of the page. Right down the center. And you're going to need every line, so don't skip any lines. And at the top, on the left-hand side, I want you to write the term buyers. Top left-hand side, I want you to write the term buyers. Left-hand side buyer, right-hand side at the top, I want you to write seller. I call this the time economics of a listing-based business. Let's start with the left-hand side, and don't skip any lines, because it should work out to where we use every line. I want you to write down the words prospecting and returning calls, right underneath buyer. Prospecting and returning calls. And right next to that, I want you to write the number one. For 1 hour. Once we're done with this activity, I'll explain where we're going. The next line down, right beneath that, I want you to write up set up on search. Set up on search. And I want you to write the number 0.5 for a half hour. Underneath that, I want you to write buyer consultation. And I want you to write the number 1. Beneath that, I want you to write follow-up, and I want you to write the number 0.5. So you should have prospect, set up on search, buyer consult, follow-up. Underneath that, I want you to write show homes, and I want you to write the number 2. And by the way, I'm just using, for sake of argument, a scenario where you're showing 3 homes at a time. Because if you've been to any great training on working with buyers, you should never show more than 3. So we're assuming, when I write down show homes, you're showing no more than 3 at a time. Well, in this market, there's usually not more than 3 to show anyways, right? Show homes, next to that, you have the number 2 written down. Beneath that, follow up, 0.5. Underneath that, show homes, the number 2 for 2 hours. Right, 3 homes, drive time, about 2 hours. Beneath that, I want you to write the word follow-up again, 0.5. Underneath that, I want you to write show homes. And the number 2. Well, last time I checked, which was 2018, the average buyer saw about 12 homes before they selected one. Now, I get it. Some of them buy on the first time out. We like to call those, you know, one and done. And some of them want to see 50 homes. So you average them together, it works out to about 12, at least based on our numbers in 2018. Again, I want you to write follow-up and admin. And then again, I want you to write show homes and the number 2. Beneath that, I want you to write the term offer stuff, offer stuff, and I want you to write 2.5 hours for offer stuff. What is offer stuff? You don't have to write these down, just write down offer stuff, because if you write all these down, it'll throw all my lines up here. So we have offer consultation preparation, offer consultation, offer administration, offer presentation, because you have to present the offer to the listing agent, hopefully you are, and not just emailing it. Offer follow-up and negotiation. So we have offer consult prep, offer consultation, offer administration, offer presentation, and offer follow-up and negotiation. Those combined equal 2.5 hours. So you got offer stuff, 2.5. Good. Beneath that, I want you to write show homes. Only offer didn't get accepted. I's the best. Missed the deadline. Darn it. It's already pending. Next to that, I want you to write the number 2. Showing homes, yep. Below that, follow-up, 0.5. Underneath that, I want you to write show homes. And number two, just getting your hand exercise, you know. In a minute, we're all going to go upstairs and do a little cycle. Yeah. All right, and then we can do offer stuff again, because they're learning, you're getting better, they're figuring out what they like, what they don't like. So you only took them out twice this time and they wrote an offer. Offer stuff, 2.5. Final signatures and administration, 0.5. We got it accepted. Only took two tries. Final signatures and administration, or admin for short, 0.5. Beneath that, home inspection, 3.5. Depending on how long you stay, how long the drive is to get to the appointment, 3.5 next to home inspection. No house is perfect, so we have inspection negotiations, 0.5. Inspection negotiations, 0.5. And beneath that, I want you to write show homes. Stuff's wrong with the house. You know, the hot water tank leaked once 8 years ago, and now there's water staining on the floor. You can't buy that house. Next to show homes, write the number two. Had some crazy ones. There's a crack in the microwave, and the UV rays are getting out into the kitchen. So we're back out again, so show homes too. Offer stuff again, because they're like, you know what, we're done. We'll just take anything at this point. Take them out one time, they're ready to write an offer. Let's get this over with. Offer stuff. And you're a little better at it now. It's going quicker. You don't need to present it to them. They just point and click. They're done with the paperwork. So let's go 1.5 on offer stuff. Shave off an hour there. Because at this point, they're like, I don't need the presentation. We have another home inspection. Woohoo! 3.5 for that. Home inspection checked out okay. All right. We're in the home stretch here. Lender follow-up, 1 hour. You're in the home stretch. You're having a couple conversations with the lender, 1 hour. Underneath lender follow-up, I want you to write walkthrough. Should we get close to the bottom? How am I doing? Oh, it's going to work out perfect. Walkthrough, 1 hour. Includes drive time. I know the walkthrough might only be 10 minutes. Underneath that, I want you to write show homes. No, I'm kidding. Closing. We're on our way to the closing. And next to closing, just write the number two. That could include drive time also. All right, I understand some of them are a little longer. Some of you guys have hour and a half, 2 hour closings. Some of you guys do cocktails afterwards. It ends up being a 4 hour closing. Write down the number two. And then finally, the very last line. Oh, perfect. Key exchange. Key exchange. 1 hour. Key exchange. If you get involved in that. Now, you might not get involved in every single one. I understand. Okay, so if you were to draw a line at the bottom, which you should have space in the red if you don't, there should be one more line left. I'm seeing there's a line here. Good. Practice that at home a few times. All right, key exchange, or underneath the bottom is the total. You total all of that up for anyone who is following along. Was anyone putting that into a calculator? Okay, don't go get your calculators out now because I did it for you. It's 38.5 hours for on average for one buyer transaction without help. Now, of course, you may say, well, I use showing agents, so, or I have an assistant, so, okay. 38.5 hours for one buyer transaction without help. How many hours in a week are there? 40 in a work week, right? Every single book or study or anything that's done on the best of the best agents that work with buyers from around the country, guess how many of the number of transactions they say they max out at per month? 4. There's why. So let's take a look at the other side. Go back to the top. Look at sellers. Now, sellers are a little harder to get. We got to prospect a little bit more, so I want you to write down prospect. 3 hours, the number three, right at the top. You're back up to the top under seller. Prospect, 3 hours. Underneath that, prepare for appointment, pre-qualify, 1 hour. Prepare for appointment and pre-qualify, the seller, 1 hour. Underneath that, I want you to write listing presentation, 1.5. Now that includes drive time in our book. We teach a very simple 30-minute presentation. Underneath the listing presentation, follow up, and put the number 0.5. Underneath follow up, I want you to write admin, paperwork. You got the listing, an hour of that. You gotta write the remarks, right? Admin, paperwork, 1 hour. You'll see where I'm going with this. Underneath that, I want you to write coordinate photos and staging. Coordinate photos and staging, because you gotta have professional photos and staging nowadays. 0.5 to organize that. Now, if you're doing the photos or you're doing the staging, then that number's gonna get bigger, of course. Hopefully you're not. Next, input listing, 1 hour. Input listing, 1 hour. Provide feedback below that, 0.5. Might even take less, depending on how long of a conversation you get into. Price reduction beneath that, 0.5. Price reduction, 0.5. We have some more showing, so we got some more feedback. So write feedback, 0.5. You're thinking, when are we going to get to the secrets? This is the boring stuff. Don't worry, it's coming. Underneath that, I want you to write feedback again, 0.5. Couple, three, four, five showings. You got to give some good feedback. Beneath feedback, offer prep. You got an offer that came in. You got to prepare it to be presented to the seller, 0.5. Offer present, presenting the offer to the seller, 0.5. Negotiating and following up, so I have to go back to the other agent, do some negotiations. I have written down in the margin 1 hour. There may be some follow-up back and forth. We get the deal accepted. Well, how come you get the deal accepted the first time around with the seller but not with the buyer? Because I'm the listing agent. You get the choice in a seller's market, right? You don't have to go all the back and forth. You got leverage in the seller's market. So we have the acceptance paperwork, 0.5. We go to an inspection, negotiate inspection. You don't have to be there, fortunately, so you don't have 3 hours there. But to negotiate an inspection, maybe an hour. I have 1.0 written down. Negotiating inspection. Beneath that, follow up with the co-op agent, because we're going to keep the deal together, because I have the listing inventory in a listing scarce market. Follow up with the co-op agent, 0.5. Appraisal negotiation underneath that, 1.0, 1 hour. Appraisal comes in low, we gotta renegotiate, that's common. Underneath appraisal negotiation in the number 1, I want you to write down follow up with lender, because you're gonna have some sort of discussion or dialogue with the lender, 0.5. Beneath that, review closing documents with the seller, depending on how thorough your seller is, might be a half hour, might be an hour, so I just put down 1.0, 1 hour, rounded up on that. And then closing, 2 hours and 4 if you like to celebrate. See, I was always the agent that when everyone was talking about what bar or what happy hour they were going to, I was going back to the office to prospect more. So for me, I was in and out. And then, of course, a key exchange, 1 hour, if you're involved. Watch these numbers. We got 38.5 on the left, 19.5 on the right. You can do twice as many seller transactions in the time it takes you to do one buyer transaction. By the way, for those of you that are keeping score at home, on the buyer side, I've written down of the 38.5 hours, 24 of them are spent showing homes. 62% of the transaction is spent showing homes. So, my agents, for those of you that are in the room, I'm hard on you about not showing homes because of that. 60% or more of the time is spent showing homes. Pay someone half of that number and let them do the showings for you. Let's look at some math. Buy side versus listing side. I call this the buyer versus seller financial model. On the buy side, we're pretty good buyer's agents. And I can do four deals a month. Four deals a month at a $6,000 commission works out to about $24,000 in gross commission. And let's just say, for the sake of argument, I'm on a 50-50 split, which, whether you're on a team or not, you're always on a 50-50 split. Because if you're not on a team, then you have probably 25-35% in expenses. So for the sake of argument, you're on a 50-50 split. That's $12,000 a month on 38 and a half hours a week if I work buyers to the highest level. Or on the other side, if I master sellers and make sellers my number one focus and agree to never show a house again, eight a month, okay, because I can do half, right? I can do one in 20 hours and I can do two in 40, that's two a week. That's eight a month times an average commission of, say, 6,000 is a GCI of 48,000. Which, for sake of argument, assuming I'm on a 50-50 split, which whether I'm a solo agent or on a team, I'm on a 50-50 split anyways. You want to find out? Just look at your taxable income versus your gross income. Almost always 50% or less, no matter what. That's $24,000 a month on the same time in working with buyers. So I can make the decision to have a listing-based business if I focus on that. The mistake that a lot of agents make is they don't focus on one or the other, they do both. And by doing both, the buyer's side is actually hurting your average dollar per hour. So every time you make a decision to take a buyer out and see homes, it's actually hurting your average dollar per hour. So now you know it makes sense, obviously, to have a listing-based business.
Thank you for taking your time to join Jeff today on the Live Unreal with Glover U podcast. To get started on having a listing-based business, take the real estate self-assessment. After you complete the assessment, a member of Glover U will get on a call with you to create an action plan to improve your score. Go to www.gloveru.com/self. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, search for Live Unreal with Glover U on iTunes, Podbean, or Spotify, and subscribe today. Until next time, remember, you can do twice as many seller transactions in the time it takes you to do one buyer transaction.